My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else. Previously on Arrow.
The defendant is found not guilty.
Hello, Moira.
What do you want, Malcolm?
Thea is my daughter.
What these guys want? A 7-year-old sub.
What's on it? It'll save the human race.
Will it save him?
Sir, there's been a development.
Brother Cyrus, how you feel? Stronger.
Oh, it's that time. It's your boy Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guy, along with DJ Wicked.
What's up, everybody?
It is two guys and a TV.
We finally did it.
I know, right? I always want to think like two girls and a cup. I don't know why I think that. Every time I think of that. But it's a totally different show. Here we talk about Arrow, the CW TV hit series, and we're finally back after a Thanksgiving break. Also back because I was a little under the weather.
Yeah.
But we're back now, and we're here to talk about Arrow. Wednesday's episode that aired December 4th called The Scientist. It's actually part one of the mid-season finale, part one, of course. And let's talk about it. And we'll get into the show. Don't forget, if you're a fan of Arrow, you can always email us your thoughts, your rants, your raves at MikeTheMovieGuy@gmail.com. MikeTheMovieGuy@gmail.com. And DJ Wicked and I will talk about the show with you and read your thoughts and everything on the show. Cool. So let's get into it. This episode kicks off with a super... And the cool thing about it was... Is I hadn't watched. I normally watch the episode the night before.
Yeah.
So you actually came over, Wicked. So you'd already seen the episode.
Well, I saw it like three times already.
Yeah, because you had to watch this one. You said this. I mean, hands down, you said this was. Is this one of your favorite episodes?
Yeah. There was so much going on that you had to pay attention to on this episode. It was just like it was dope. It was just cool.
I hadn't watched it. Wicked's like, dude, I had to watch it like three times. So you might have to. And I was like, don't worry. I'm gifted. All I need to do is watch it one time slowly. Normally, I like to watch Arrow the night before. Then I watch it the next day and kind of get all my highlights and everything else. So I actually watched it while DJ Wicked was eating his lunch and everything else. So so he knew what was going on before I did. So in the beginning of the episode, all of a sudden, you see these Queen Enterprises.
Yeah.
And we see the garage being hit. And immediately, I thought someone was using explosives to blow up the garage.
Yeah.
And I noticed when I said, I was like, that's C4, right, Wicked? And Wicked's like, just keep watching. And then all of a sudden, some super dude strength evil guy comes in. We don't see his face, but he whoops on some dudes.
Yeah.
And of course, I believe from the last episode, this happens to be Brother Silas, right? Cyrus?
Yeah.
What's his name? Cyrus.
Cyrus, yeah.
Who's working for Brother Blood.
Yep.
And so this guy comes in here and pretty much throws everybody around like ragdolls. And then the episode stops, that scene. And then we see Felicity, our lovely Felicity,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know what it is, dude. She's getting hotter.
Yeah, she is. I was just about to say that. Like, on this episode, I was just like, damn.
Yeah, dude, I love me. I'm following her on Twitter. Are you going to follow her on Twitter?
I need to
you
now.
You need to follow on Twitter.
I'm going to follow her now.
So Felicity gets seen greeting mom, Moira, back to the company with Oliver. And they walk in, of course, Isabel, the hot Terminator chick.
Yeah.
But she's hot, too.
Yeah.
Ah, I don't know what it is about Isabel. She's hot, too. And, of course, she's having a meeting and gets interrupted by the Queens. And it doesn't seem like she's very too happy that Moira is back in the things.
Yeah, I mean, like, it when he introduced his mom to the building, it was like, she tainted the company's name.
Yeah.
And everything that we have been working for to rebuild that, you're just going to let her have it again?
So let me ask you a question. Do you agree with Isabel that it's not good having Moira back at the company, or
it's
do you?
Bad. It's bad for business. You don't want that. You're trying to get away from that.
Mm.
Like, who's gonna work with you? Nobody wants to work with you.
That is true. I'm trying to think of me. Would I bring my mom? I probably wouldn't bring her back so soon.
I wouldn't bring her back at all.
I would probably do some good deeds first, I'd then say, bring her back.
Say, go on a long vacation. Don't come back.
You're almost in prison. Go away. So you agree with Isabel?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. So Isabel, of course, is not happy. And then we see Dad Cop along with the Queens, Oliver and Felicity and Diggs, and they're there at the crime scene. And, of course, they have it on camera. Basically, this one guy going around destroying everything and possessing super crazy strength. And, of course, this is when we enter and we get to meet. What does it matter?
Well, right before that, like, they couldn't come to terms that it was only one guy. Like, they, for them to think that it was only one guy, it blew their minds. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't want to come to terms with that, even though the footage showed that.
Yeah. So do you think... I mean, it's obvious that in this episode we see that Oliver knew more. Do you think at that point Oliver knew that some superhuman guy that was bad did
this? Well, they showed the footage, didn't he?
Like, yeah.
He saw the footage, so he's probably looking at it like, oh, shit, not again.
Yeah, as I was wondering, because sometimes I don't know what it is. Like, this episode, there were a couple of parts, and I've got to look through my notes when we talk about it. But I think there was a couple of times where I was in there going, Oliver, why are you so surprised?
Yeah.
Like, why? Well, why,
I
mean, are you guys...
I guess he felt like I went through this already. I felt like I got rid of all this stuff. I thought I did what I could to make this stuff not exist anymore, and then it pops up again.
Oh, so you think that he probably snuffed out the problem, and he's kind of surprised that, oh, crap, it's actually...
came back.
It actually came back. Okay, so then, of course, this is where we, everyone, all the girls were talking about it, and some fans were talking about it. This is where we get to meet Mr. Barry Allen.
Actually, it was only one guy. Sorry, I'm late. But actually, my train was late. Well, the second one, the first one I did miss, but that was my cab driver's fault. I've got this great traffic app, and he thought that he was right. But I'm here now, though, so.
Great. Who the hell are you?
And do your parents know that you're here? I'm Barry Allen.
Oliver throwing a little jab out there.
No.
Looks kind of young. So we meet Barry Allen, the CSI investigator. And, of course, he knows a lot of stuff going on and kind of tells everybody that the centrifuge is stolen and weighs about 3,000 trillion tons. And one individual carry it. So he kind of solidifies that this was done by one person only.
Yeah.
Now, Barry Allen seems kind of nerdy. Kind of clumsy.
Big time. And then the other thing about his character is that he's always late.
He's always,
yeah, he's always late to everything.
Hence the reason why the Flash is so fast.
Yeah.
But he's just, okay, see, I'm glad I have you here because I didn't know his personality. I knew of the Flash as a kid.
Yeah.
But I remember wanting to be the Flash because he was so fast. But I didn't know his character. He seemed kind of almost like a female version of Felicity.
Yeah.
Nerdy.
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
But not as hot. Felicity's definitely hotter. Now, did you sense, or was it just me, this is where Felicity starts talking to Barry a little bit during this little time. There was a couple of looks that Oliver threw out that he could kind of tell that Felicity kind of had the feelings for Barry Allen.
Well, because he knows the look, because Felicity gives him that. And for, I guess, Felicity to do that to him, he was just like... Like, what?
So now, just let me ask you a question. Do you think Oliver has the right to be like, yo, you have a crush on me, you can't crush on nobody else?
He doesn't have the right.
Exactly.
Because he never pursued anything with her, so that doesn't give you a right to do it now.
Exactly. He's a dummy for not doing it, because I would so do it with, take her coffee or something. Yeah. So, of course, we see a little, kind of a little unawkwardness with Oliver and Felicity. And, of course, this is where we get a flashback of our first flashback in that episode.
How do you know that girl?
Sarah was on my father's boat.
Ooh.
With me.
Ooh. What about the girl in the picture? Laurel? The girl you told me you were in love with.
Sarah is her sister.
I feel like taking a walk.
Yeah, he does.
He feels a little awkward.
Guess a lot's happened in the last year.
Oh! Damn! Oliver, at that flashback right there, was getting slammed left and right. It was like, bam, yeah. bam, 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 bam.
And then Shadow was just like, you're just a douchebag.
Yeah, so we in this flashback, we see poor Oliver getting smacked around because, of course, he's got Shadow there. He's got Sarah. And then that's when Shadow finds out that he was there with Sarah and then had his sister Laurel and a big old mess.
Well, because she was thinking that, oh, he's this guy. Like, he's a great guy. And then,
He's got some douchery about him.
Yeah.
And, of course, Slade notices the problem and kind of diffuses the situation. And we see that, and so they kind of decides to walk off. Do you think Sarah, at that moment, is a little jealous of Shadow?
Nah, she don't care. she don't care.
Sarah's gangsta now.
She was just laughing about it. She's like, you fell for him too, huh?
I know, right? She's like, I guess you've been busy for this last year or so. So they walk off, and then we get out of the flashback, and we see Felicity showing Diggs and Oliver video. Finally, some more video, more footage of this. It's just one dude. He's carrying this centrifuge on his back like the Incredible Hulk, and that's when Barry Allen walks into the room and pretty much says that, you know, he's there to help. And once again, we see another look from Oliver towards Felicity, like, yo. And kind of, you saw how he kind of grabbed her by the elbow and was like, come here. What this is all about? Felicity kind of says, you know, he knows more than we do. I think it would be a smart decision to have him work with us. And this is when we first see that Diggs tells Oliver, something tells me that you know more than what you're leading off to.
Yeah, because he already knows. He knows Oliver to where if Oliver looks a certain way, carries his body posture a certain way, he's like, all right, fool, tell me what's up.
You're lying.
I don't want to die. Please don't. I don't want to die. Come on, man.
So what do you think it is? I mean, it's obvious that Diggs always has his back.
Yeah.
And Diggs has told him, Lou, I'm your nigga, dog. I got you.
Yeah.
And you just got to tell me the truth.
Yeah.
Oliver still doesn't feel... Do you think he does it not to, and I'm asking the listeners as well, do you think he does this to protect his team, his crew, or do you think that Oliver's just so cocky that I'll just tell you when I need to tell you?
It's not that. It's the fact that how do you explain that to somebody who's never seen that, who's never been around to see
superhuman?
Yeah, superhuman powers exist.
Right.
Like, how do you tell a person that and make them believe you?
So if you were in Oliver's, if you were in Oliver's skin, would you wait to tell your crew day-to-day information, like, you need to know, and I'll tell you when you need to know, or you'd be...
See, if I first saw that footage, and I saw him with the super strength and
carrying
stuff,
this,
I would have been like, huge. I need to tell y'all something. And then I would have explained it, like, I had dealt with this on the island, blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't have kept it from him so long.
Right. Because you have to admit, I mean, if I was your right-hand man, and your arrow... And you didn't tell me this, and finally you tell me later on, I'm going to continuously think, like, what else are you not telling me?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm on your side. So I don't know. I'm wondering if Diggs is ever going to be like, yo, dude, like, real talk. Like, I'm tired of this crap.
Yeah.
Then we see Oliver talking to his mom, and Oliver wants to throw Moira a party. And, of course, some people don't think that's a very wise idea. And that's when we have Thea and Roy walk in. Of course, Thea's like, party? Let's throw a party. At first, I thought Thea was going to throw the party at the club. I really thought they were going to throw the party at the club.
Yeah, me too.
But they decided they don't do that. And I don't know. Something about Thea, I don't know. And ever since the last episode we talked about and how you were talking about how the fans don't like her.
You're starting to see that. I know, like, when I was watching this one, I'm like, I can't help but to look at that now.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I like the actress. I'm not talking about the actress.
Yeah.
It's just Thea as a character. I want to choke her sometimes. And I know you got another clip here, right? We got another clip. And we want to share this, and so we can get into this next scene, because I think this is pretty, pretty interesting here. Go.
Police reports show that he uses carbon arrows, but if he switched to an aluminum carbon composite, he would have far better penetration.
Maybe he thinks he penetrates just fine.
Oh! That was the scene right there where Barry Allen and Felicity are talking, and they're kind of working together. Barry Allen kind of gets kind of groupie, gets a little groupie-ish on the arrow.
Yeah, he does.
He gets a little...
But the fact that... What is Felicity talking about?
Penetration.
Uh-huh.
So do you think... Now, when she was like, maybe he thinks he penetrates just fine, do you think she was defending kind of like the arrow? Or were you thinking she was trying to tell Barry, I'm talking about sex with you because I like you? Or do you think...
See, I didn't know how to take that. I don't know if she was like hinting at that, or she was hinting that maybe...
The arrow's manly enough?
Or... Me and Oliver slept together and nobody knows yet?
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you think Oliver and Felicity have slept together?
Well, the fact that he's, like, kind of attached to her and...
He's throwing out jealousy things?
Uh-huh.
You think?
There has to be a reason to be jealous.
Maybe he looks at her as a little sister.
No, I don't think so.
So you think that... Oh, I don't know. Internet, what do you think? Listeners, what do you think? Do you think they slept together? I don't know. And let's see here. And then, of course, he gets all excited talking about the vigilante and gets excited that the fact that he's kind of admires Felicity, that she gets to work with the arrow and everything else. And that's where we find out for the first time that Barry's mom was murdered. And that's why he's there trying to help with these cases to find out who murdered his mother. And then, of course, as they're working together, they find a clue that there's some type of sugar in the footprints. And so, yeah, Barry Allen seems really cool.
Yeah.
He seems like a very cool, and when I say cool, like he knows his stuff.
Yeah, he does.
He definitely knows his stuff. Of course, then we get a call. Roy gets a call from the Black Canary sidekick, Sin, which we looked online because I couldn't remember, Internet, what her name was. I was just calling the Black Canary's sidekick or friend, whatever it was. We find out that her name is Sin, of course, which reminded us. But then you found out that you told me that Sin actually gets trained by the League of Assassins?
Yeah.
Or now, let me ask you a question. And maybe we don't know. If you don't know, then I'm asking the listeners and everything else. So do you think, because I think when we were watching it and you read it, you made the comment saying, wait a second, is she already trained by the League of Assassins now in Arrow?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, is she letting off? I mean, does she whoop ass, but she's not letting anybody? Or do you think she gets trained later on?
Well, I guess what I looked up, it said that she already like has the training, and she was hiding that with the Black Canary.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know. Like the one scene when she was running from Roy.
Right.
I was like, she could have, like, whooped him, but she didn't, and I don't know.
So maybe, I don't know, maybe, I mean, she could be playing the role of, I'm just a little street kid, and that's my way of not,
like,
putting any...
Pretty much the camouflage.
Yeah, I don't know, but I was very surprised to see, so, I mean, yeah, so listeners, if you guys know, maybe it's going in that direction, maybe she, I don't know, because for me, as a fan of the show, she's doing a very good job of covering up that she doesn't know how to do Jack.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even know. And even watching the show, I wouldn't have been able to tell that she had some kind of badass super fighting skills. So, of course, she calls up Roy and pretty much tells him that her friend Max is missing. Of course, she wants to needs Roy's help. And, of course, kind of tells her that I know you know people. Hint, hint.
Yeah.
Because she knows that Roy runs with Arrow. And, of course, good old Thea... is there, and she's like, you can help, and then Roy's like, what are you talking about? And then, yeah, so, yeah, she wants to put her nose in stuff.
I figured you knew someone who could help.
Roy can help you.
Of course.
I thought you wanted me to stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
Kind of like that you never turn away from someone who needs help.
No,
I'll just get someone a couple of clubs.
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm coming with you.
What?
Yeah.
See ya.
Yep.
Now, let me ask you a question, because we all know from last episode, Malcolm tells Mora, a.k.a. mom of Oliver and Thea, that he's the dad.
Yeah.
Are you sensing, because before and past episodes, Thea is a brat, and she doesn't want Roy doing anything, and she's just a wuss when it comes to doing any kind of fighting.
Yeah.
Are you seeing, is it just me, are you seeing that Thea is starting to get almost kind of ballsy now?
Yeah.
Kind of like...
Where's this confidence coming from? Like, where was this before?
Exactamundo.
Like, every time danger arose, like, she was nowhere to be found.
No, and not
now,
at all.
Now she wants to be a part of it.
And that's the thing about Thea, because I think, I don't know if you want to talk about it now or... Because while we're watching this episode, And I guess we can, and we can remind when we get to it. But and since we're on Thea right now, that she's kind of getting this kind of confidence.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, because there's an episode, there's a part. Well, you know what? We'll just wait.
Yeah, we'll wait.
Just wait, and we'll go into it. I'll bring it up because I remember you have a clip there you want to share. So of course, once that happens, good old Malcolm visits Maura at home at her house. And brings up the fact that, you know, this is my daughter, and I want you to tell her the truth. And of course, Moira is like, you can't, because she's always loved Robert, and blah, blah, blah. Now, let me ask you a question. I'm kind of feeling for Malcolm.
Yeah.
It seems like Malcolm, even though he's a ruthless killer, assassin by the League of Assassins, he wanted to blow up all of Starling City and all that, the Glades. Do you, I'm kind of feeling like this is his daughter. This is all he's got left.
Yeah.
Do you think it's right for Thea to know at this point?
Yeah, I think Thea should know. Like, the family's already screwed up.
Why not make it more screwed up?
I know, it's like you can't get worse than that. It's like you might as well let all the secrets out because y'all screwed up.
But, no, I totally agree. And it seems like even by the end of this episode, there are more freaking secrets out there that you're like, holy crap balls. But I'm kind of sympathizing with Malcolm. You know, like Malcolm's like, dude, just tell her it's my daughter or I'm going to do it. And I think, I don't know, I'm wondering, how do you think that's going to pan out? When and if, because she's going to find out.
Yeah.
And something tells me it's not going to be voluntarily.
Nah.
Like, she's going to almost die, and Malcolm's going to come, and like, why did you say you want to kill him? He's like, I'm your father. It's going to be like a Star Wars episode.
Yeah.
So, how do you think Thea's going to take that?
I'm not really sure. I mean, she could take it good. She could already know.
Do you think, I'm throwing this out here, maybe, I don't know how you feel about this, do you think that Thea could be told, be so angry towards Mom, that she's like, Malcolm's like, I can teach you the way of the League of the Assassins, and I can teach you to be an assassin and not be walked upon and never have to worry about this stuff. And do you think Thea is going to be like, teach me, Dad?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Like,
I don't know. Because I'm starting to see a little bit more ballsy confidence from Thea.
Yeah.
I'm wondering.
If she already has it. Like, has that training.
I don't know if she's been trained already.
We don't know anything.
I know, but
there's a whole bunch of different possibilities.
She can't even throw a punch right with her punching gloves.
That was back then.
I don't know. A lot can happen
in a
hiatus of a season finale. But no. I don't think he knows anything yet. I don't know. Internet, what do you think? Do you think that... See, everyone's got secrets.
Yeah.
Bastards.
That's what I said. The family screwed up.
It is. Then, of course, we see Felicity and Barry Allen. They're talking again, and they're sharing their findings with Oliver and Diggs. And, of course, Diggs is telling them, like, dude, Ollie, I want to know the truth. And, of course, I think, once again... Ollie's like, you don't need to know. I'll tell you when I tell you. Which, once again, poor Tiggs, always getting walked upon.
Well, maybe Oliver did that because they would have told Oliver, like, you can't take this dude alone. Like, if he does have what you say he has, then you're going to die. Stop putting your life in danger.
You know what? I probably agree with you that. I probably agree because they're always trying to tell him, don't do it, don't do it.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can do it.
So the less they know, the better. So that in their eyes, they're thinking, oh, he's just a regular guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. And once again, that kind of falls on Oliver trying to just keep his crew safe in a way, kind of. Of course, then we see Arrow shows up at the crime scene. Because, of course, they find the clue. And they find out that the truck is being monitored. And Felicity, of course, how badass and sexy she is. She finds out that it's been used in a robbery. Blood hospital, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And so Arrow gets on his Arrow motorcycle and chases the dude and shoots an arrow and tries to fight him and everything else. And I underline this because I loved this scene where Cyrus is wearing this thing and they kind of duke it out. This dude punches Arrow through a truck door. Punches him. Arrow's holding onto the door, punches him through with the door into the freaking ground.
Yeah.
One punch.
But Oliver took it like it was nothing.
So my question to you, now, where are you going? Because, and hear me out, and maybe you're agreeing with me and that's where you were going, but he gets punched through the door, off the hinges of the truck, and Oliver's like, I mean, he's bruised up. He's hurting.
Well, yeah.
But shouldn't that have, like, broke his face or broke his chest?
Yeah, something should have caved in.
Something?
Like, he should have been knocked out because of that kind of trauma. I mean, there's a lot of people that die because of seatbelts, and that kind of impact just hitting your stomach in that area, you can die.
So do you think maybe that Oliver's just taking a lot of pain? I mean, look at Sarah when she was like, I don't feel pain anymore.
I don't know. It's just
The whole time he was getting his punt, I was like, dude, you should already have a broken jaw, a crushed face.
He should have been dead. Like, honestly, he should have been
dead. That punch was some serious.
Yeah.
I mean, it was awesome. I love that fight scene. And kudos to the stunt dudes and all that stuff and everything else, but he should have had something broken, something. And, of course, that's when we lead into Felicity patching up Oliver, which he has, like, a bruise and a broken... I mean, geez, a broken rib, something.
Yeah, I know.
So then Oliver explains... That's when Oliver finally explains and goes, I've dealt with this guy before. I've seen it before. And he explains to her and Diggs about the superhuman dude and that he's seen it before and that Dr. Ivo used to test people on the island. And increased strength and dexterity and all this other stuff, and Ollie admits that Dr. Ivo is dead, which kind of, I was a little upset that Oliver ruined it for all of us.
Yeah,
so
no.
We obviously know that Dr. Ivo dies.
Or maybe he thinks he's dead.
You're always doing that. Dun dun dun. Yeah. What if he hasn't died?
Well, see, that's the whole comic book thing. It's like,
I know, secrets. So it's true, because I mean, he thinks Dr. Ivo's dead.
Yeah.
Just like he snuffed out the superhuman serum, and Oliver didn't.
And then the next episode, Three Ghosts. Something to think about.
That is true. So then Oliver, while he's talking and telling everybody about the story and everything else, he's actually able to get the arrow that he shot or stuck into Cyrus. Of course, there's blood, and of course the arrowhead is all bent, so it's obvious that he's got super muscles. Because he can't even stab him. And then pretty much after he tells Felicity to get the blood analyzed, that's when Dig kind of grabs Oliver and goes, come here, remember that stuff you want me to tell you about Barry, even though you're not telling me anything?
Yeah.
Wait, I added that part, people. And then he's like, what? What happened? And then Dig's like, it's not who he is. And he walks off. Bam! And then we find out that freaking Barry Allen is not who he is.
Yeah.
So he's sneaky too.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's just sneaky.
Everybody has secrets.
That is true. And then we get a flashback. Boom. We get a flashback, and that's when we get to see Sarah, Shadow, Slade, and Oliver. They actually find the sub on the island.
Yeah.
And then we go back out of the flashback into Barry and Felicity, and they're testing the blood found on the arrow. And then Barry asks Felicity and Oliver. Oh, yeah, that's when they're talking about... this is when they had their moment. They had a moment here where they start talking, and that's when Barry makes the comment going, oh, I didn't know that you and Oliver were together.
Yeah.
They're always spending time together, and she's like, oh, no, we're not together.
Well, because just every time, like, the way she words things, like, it always comes off wrong. Like, everything. Everything.
Which makes it so hot and cute.
Yeah, but awkwardly.
Hot and cute.
Yeah.
She could, whatever. Yeah. Don't talk about Felicity.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, she's hot.
She's the type of person that talks during sex.
Really? You think she would?
Yeah.
She'd be like, you're not doing it here, to the left, to the right. Or do you think she'd be like, you know, like, I had a great day.
Yeah.
And,
I read this book today. And
you'd be like, shut up!
Yep.
And she'd be like, hey, did you check out the new software on Microsoft? It's so cool. I was chatting with Oliver. You were like, I'm trying to... Oh, well, okay. So DJ Wicked believes that Felicity would talk during sex. But not tell you you're doing it wrong, just talk about...
Everything else.
Everything else that happened on your day.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, listeners, do you believe in that? Do you think that Felicity would talk?
Everybody's like, wow.
where do I go? Yeah, with this. So then Felicity admits that she's never been with... Oliver, and that's when Felicity tells Barry that she's been invited to a party, the party of the year.
Yeah.
and would love to have Barry as her plus one because she feels that he would be a very nice plus one. And of course, Barry gets all shy about it and agrees to go. And then we see Roy and Sin, and Thea, of course, good old Thea. They arrive at Max's house and they're going around. And I noticed. And I know you noticed, and I noticed, and I don't know if everybody else noticed, there was a lot of pictures of the skull of Dr. Blood.
I didn't know this.
You didn't know this? The sketches?
Nuh-uh.
Wow. See, now you're thinking, how did Mike get that on me? All the sketches on the wall were a Brother Blood skull, Predator skull face mask.
On whose? On, like...
Max's what? Walls.
Oh, really?
You didn't notice that?
Nuh-uh.
Holy crap balls. For real?
Yeah.
All the sketches.
Oh,
were,
yeah. That's right.
All of them were the sketches of Brother Blood. Or so, Dr. Blood,
so
I call him.
He drew his mask.
I'm wondering, are they visions? Or he just was just drawing him because he met him? And I don't know. I'm trying to figure out Max's role in all this. I don't know. If any listeners know what we're missing, I don't know. But there was a lot of those skull-painted things on the wall. And, of course, that's when we see the flyer. Roy finds the flyer of Sebastian Blood and his relief drive blood stuff. And then we find out that after that episode of the blood drive, that's when Max disappears. And then, of course, as they're walking out of the house and doing their little investigation, that's when we see the bad cop Daly calls Brother Blood. And then, of course, then we see Brother Blood talking to super badass dude Cyrus, and they're talking about blood and blah blah blah. Now, is this the part where you were like teened, or is this later on?
I think later on.
Okay, cool. Okay,
yeah.
Because I thought that they just remind me of the Scooby-Doo crew that
yeah.
were doing an investigation. And so, of course, once that happens, we see the news going on with your reporter, and of course Barry's watching, and it's the Star Labs particle accelerator is about to go online.
Yeah.
Now, I'm assuming I'm not a comic book fan, meaning I don't read comic books, but is this Star Labs particle accelerator, is this the thing that turns Barry Allen into the Flash? I don't know the story of how Flash became Flash.
I guess in a way it does. He was exposed to, I guess, some of the radiation or something.
Some of the particles?
I guess something to do with that machine.
Right.
And then they said that he steps outside and gets struck by lightning.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's how he becomes...
Flash.
The Flash.
Yep.
And so he gets struck by lightning. So yeah. Kids out there, do not go outside and try to get struck by lightning. That's not going
to
happen.
Well, he was exposed to that machine, so that's why it rearranged everything.
See, I'm looking at the second incarnation of the Flash. Barry Allen is generally considered the first hero of the Silver Age of comic books. And the superhero has remained one of the DC's most... Okay, I'm seeing here. Live action, okay. I'm trying to figure out how he becomes it, but okay. I'm going to have to do my little research here. Barry Allen here. So they keep mentioning that particle accelerator. Because every time I hear particle accelerator, I'm thinking super fast. I'm thinking The Flash.
Yeah.
So that's about to go on. And, of course, Barry Allen is talking to Felicity, and they're chatting. And then all of a sudden, just like a jealous boyfriend, Oliver walks in and goes, bam, and calls him out. He's like... You're not who you say you are, Mr. Barry Allen.
Yeah.
And then he kind of tells them what the hell's going on. And that is when we find out that, yes, Barry is caught with his pants down, not literally, and kind of says that his mom was killed. And of course, the rumor out there on the streets is that his dad killed his mom, which Barry doesn't believe. And Barry mentions in the story about how when he was 11 years old, something killed his mom, and it was a blur, but within that blur, he saw someone in that blur.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you and I were kind of like, what the hell is he talking about? So when you were watching that, what was going through your mind? Because I had my friend's text message I'm going to read, but I want to know before I do that, what did you think that was when you heard that?
I knew it was a supervillain, but I didn't know who or what, you know what I mean? Like, I honestly that text message.
Right.
I never knew that person existed.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know at all. And so of course, when a friend of mine named John Salazar, he is a comic book whore, and I say whore in the most positive way. He loves comics. He loves directing, writing. He's all into movies and films and short stories and comic books. And he's a big comic book fan. And and we were talking about, I guess he finally texted me the other day telling me that this actual episode finally hooked him for The Arrow, which I was very surprised because I know he's just so particular when it comes to, whatchamacallit. And some of the things that he mentions And I told him on the text message, I was like, well, it took you long enough to get hooked into the show. And then he put, dude, Solomon Grundy, the Flash, Reverse Flash reference, and Deathstroke, I'm in. And so I had, you know, I'm like, Solomon Grundy, I have no idea who that guy is, which we find out is Cyrus.
Yeah, Cyrus Gold.
And then I was like, the Flash I know, Reverse Flash, I didn't even know there was a Reverse Flash reference.
I know.
And Deathstroke, I know. So when I told you that, you were like, whoa, 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 who's that? So I asked my friend, John Salazar, who this Reverse Flash was, and he put, it is the supervillain who time jumps and kills Barry Allen's mother and frames his father, which I didn't know. And then I put, did they even say why he killed his mom and framed his dad? And he put, well, originally he went back in time to kill Barry, but realized that killing Barry and stopping him from becoming the Flash would create a time ripple that would cause him not to become Reverse Flash. So he chose to torture Barry's torture Barry instead and go after his loved ones. And I'm like, oh, so thank you very much for that information, Mr. John Salazar, which I'm thinking maybe one day we should have John Salazar. He's a fan.
Yeah.
He could probably add a lot to this.
Yeah, he's hooked on it now. So
yeah. So, John, if you're listening out there, you've got time. I don't know what you do during the day, but maybe you could join our podcast and talk about this if you watch the show. I don't know if you just watched that one episode, but it would be cool to get your point. So there's a lot of stuff going on in this. In this show, which is cool, because I know it's sucking you even more.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get you to watch Game of Thrones, and you haven't done it yet.
Yeah, still not sure about that yet.
Did I tell you that the Flash makes an appearance?
Oh, okay, then I'm definitely going to watch
it. All right! And there is a descendant of the Arrow with some archery. Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. So thank you very much, John, for that bit of information. And people, if we need to add to that story, but that was cool. That was good to know. So there is a Reverse Flash. I'm wondering if we're going to be – I'm sure we're going to be seeing somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, if he mentioned it, he's going to come through. So I'm kind of cool for that. Then see what happens. Then we see Barry. So when that's going on, he's telling the story. So basically Barry wants to find the killer of his dad and free of his mom and free his dad. And he apologizes to Oliver and cancels his plus one with Felicity pretty much breaks Felicity's heart. I felt her pain.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. Because Oliver pretty much says, I mean, it's obvious he called him out and he apologizes and decides to leave. And when he leaves the room, Felicity's got those beautiful eyes going, you just ripped my heart out, Oliver.
Yeah.
And Oliver says, well, you know he lied who he was. And, of course, then she's like, jazzed back and says, what do we do? And then Oliver has that look on his face.
Yeah, I mean, Oliver was just trying to prove a point that nobody's perfect. You know what I mean? Like, Felicity was looking at this guy like, oh, he's perfect in every way, whatever.
So, really, you really think that he was doing that to kind of, like, a big brother thing? Because I took it as...
I see it as jealousy.
Right.
But, I mean... just to the fact that he was so consumed with that he took it that far just to prove something about
this guy.
So do
you think Oliver was like, oh, okay, I wanted to throw it in your face, but I didn't know your mom died and your dad got put in prison?
Yeah.
Do you think Oliver feels bad?
He don't feel bad.
He did invite him to invite her to the dance.
Well, I meant towards the end because of Felicity.
Well, yeah.
It's like, that was a total jerk move that he did.
So you think Oliver realized at the end?
Yeah.
At that moment, he didn't think it was
good. No, he thought he was doing something good, I guess, or something for him, like he always does.
So you don't think he was looking out for Felicity? You think he was more looking out to prove a point for himself, like, I was right?
Yeah.
Because I don't know what it is. This episode, maybe I was seeing too much into it. Do you think that Oliver, this was the first time I actually thought in this episode, I was like, you know what, Ollie, you're getting a little cocky for your britches.
Yeah.
Like, why aren't you telling your crew what's going on? And I think he means well, but I don't know. I don't know what it is. So of course, then we see Oliver and Thea and Mom. They're at the party, and they're coming down the stairs. We see Felicity at the party. And I put, Felicity is hot at the party. My question to you is, do you like her with glasses or no glasses, DJ Wicked? Hair was down, flowing.
I know.
She looked like a Disney princess.
Okay, like, yeah. Yeah, without the glasses, but... I don't know. Later on, you better put those glasses on.
While she's talking.
I know, right?
No, for me, I think I like her. I think this whole episode when she has her hair pulled back and got the glasses on, smart, sexy, computer nerd, that's the look I'm going for. When she's dressed up and her hair down and with no glasses, don't get me wrong, she's still hot.
Yeah.
But I'd rather go for the sexy nerd type. But yeah, so everybody that's listening to the show, what do you think? Felicity, glasses, no glasses? We want to know.
We should do a poll.
We should do a poll.
Felicity, picture, no glasses.
We want to know what you think. And of course, once the queens come downstairs, we find out that there's no one at the party. No one comes there. And we find out that Ollie's a little upset. I guess Ollie thought he had skills on, I mean, he opened up a club and people like to come out there, but having, would you have gone to Moira's, aka Mom's party?
No.
You're like, nope, I wouldn't go.
And then, like, everybody that who was there, and they're going to, in the media, they're going to be talked about. So why put your name on the line and go?
So to you, it's once you, like you said earlier, it's about business.
Oh, yeah.
It's about your name and everything else. Yeah, I don't know if I would have gone to the party. I don't know. Because it's not like, you know, Moira hit a dog. I mean,
yeah.
She had something to do with destroying the glades where a lot of people died.
You destroyed the city that you live in.
Yeah. And it seems to me that Moira is got darker, more secrets.
Yeah, she
like,
does.
And I've never liked her since day one. Never have liked her since day one.
She has demons, man. Like,
she's got some serious demons.
Like some of those looks that she gives, I was just like, oh.
Like, man. I really don't. I think she plays the victim and the sympathetic mom at times.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of it is all show.
Yeah.
Like, I think she's a hardcore snatch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. We're going to see what happens with her. And, of course, Thea tells Ollie it's not your fault, which I don't know what it is. Did you think Ollie felt bad that no one came to the party? Because he looked like he had tears in his eyes.
He just felt bad for his mom.
So like, that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Like, mom's not getting a break. But what do you expect, Ollie?
I know, right?
Come on.
We should have a party. We should boost up your self-confidence and... Oh, yeah, I'm not sure what happened here.
Damn it. You should have had it at the club. You would have had
a drink for everybody.
You would have open bar. Oliver would have had a better turnout.
I know. Everybody would have been there.
Yeah. So then, of course, we see that. And then Roy, this is where Roy and Thea are talking. And I guess Roy kind of pulls her to the side and mentions that because Thea has this look on her face. Well, yeah, I know you got something here, so let's see what it says.
How's your mom doing?
Well, you know, as queen women, nothing gets to us.
You must take after your dad.
Must take after your dad.
But, I mean, the way he said it and the way she looked when he said it, it was like...
Hold on, here you go. You're okay. Conspiracy. I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to say. Are you saying that Roy and Thea... know that Malcolm's the dad.
That's what I got from that scene.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think Roy knows?
Uh-huh.
Because see, I'm trying to figure out when Malcolm or when Thea would have found out that her dad was Malcolm. Because up to now, Malcolm is telling Moira, you tell my daughter that I'm her father. So technically, she hasn't told him yet.
Yeah.
Do you think, so you're thinking that Thea found some information, found a birth certificate someone told her already?
Yeah.
You think?
I mean, she had to have been digging. I mean, like, she knows her family has secrets, and then when the mom got locked away, she probably wanted to see something. I mean, there had to be something else around in the house. That like, besides that little book.
See, and that's yeah, because she definitely makes a look.
Yeah.
And a face. And now that you're mentioning it, because at first I was thinking, okay, does she know? I mean, you never know. But now you're saying that Roy's in on it, or
yeah.
Do you think... So, I don't know. I don't know if...
I don't know. That scene overall was just questionable. It was just like, what's going on here?
Like, y'all two know something.
Yeah.
And then you do have your... I don't know. Listeners, what do you think? Do you think Thea already knows? Do you think Thea already knows that her dad is Malcolm? Darth Vader? I don't know. So then, of course, then we see Sin... calls Roy, and she's found Max, and then of course Felicity is kind of bummed, and she makes a comment towards Oliver like, I don't want to dance with you, Oliver, and he's like, I know you don't want to dance with me, Felicity, because that's why I called Barry Allen.
Yeah.
And then Barry Allen's flashes come in, which he wasn't late. You said he's always late.
I thought he was.
Was he late to the party?
I thought he was.
Oh, maybe it was because she was there and then he wasn't there yet. So, yeah, you're probably right on that one. So then, of course, Barry walks up to her, and she smiles. Did you notice something in that scene? Did you notice when Barry Allen goes, there's dancing here, and I'll just kind of hold your hand and kind of just, rock back and forth?
Like he had two left feet?
Right. Did you notice what I noticed? Did you notice that scene?
No.
You didn't notice?
No.
You did not notice Felicity's cleavage shot?
Oh, no, I didn't see
that. I noticed that, because all of a sudden, the camera goes down to the hands. Yeah. I'll just hold your hands this way. And the camera goes to the hands, goes pans up, and slows down on Felicity's cleavage shot, and then goes to her face. At least that's what I think. I mean, that's what it looked like.
And maybe it just slowed down for you.
Maybe it did.
Like in your mind,
it was like that was pretty awesome. If you haven't seen that part, check it out, because I believe there's a cleavage shot for me in there. Thank you very much. So then Barry and Felicity, they dance the night away, so they're very happy. And then Isabel is at the party.
Yep.
She's kind of throwing out jabs a little bit, like, no one came to your mom's party, you idiot. So, of course, she tells Oliver, I tried to warn you. And then Oliver makes that comment, I tried to ignore you. I sense a little sexual tension.
Yep.
And then, of course, what happens? They open up a bottle of tequila.
I tried to warn you.
I tried to ignore you.
Shot. So what do you, I was watching that part right there with you. We can both agree, I thought some sex was going to happen.
Yeah.
Every time they do shots together.
I mean, just the fact that he said, I tried to ignore you, like the being said, he still wants something with her.
So you're looking at it like, I try to ignore you, but I can't.
Yeah. I want to get away from you.
Because she did have a look like, you like this new nanny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I Isabel's hot.
Yeah, she is.
I mean, you can't be with Felicity because one, she's like a little sister, and two, it would just get messy. And she's really smart when it comes to computers, and you need her. So Isabel's hot too. And of course, when they're talking, we get a flashback, and that is when wait. Oh, there's more. We forgot about the mom.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Say something, because you're waving at me, and I was like, what are you trying to do?
You jumped over. I was like, hey.
So, of course, when mom is... So when they're doing the shots, then mom walks up.
Well, actually, mom sees them from the distance in the background. She's like just...
Like mom radar.
Yeah, she's just like looking at Isabel with just like disgust.
And so she walks up, and of course, Isabel throws out a jab to mom, and then mom throws out a jab and pretty much tells her about, my son has flawed character in looking at people's, whatever you want to call it. And then mom and Isabel kind of look at each other, and then Oliver walks up. Is everything fine? Yeah, we're just fine. Right then and there, I saw it. I even looked at you when we were watching. I was like, they know each other.
Well, not only do they know each other, but I guess the previous episodes, they talk about the dad and him having mistresses, like flings.
Do you think the dad slept with Isabel?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Isabel is capable of sleeping with Robert and Oliver at the same time.
Yeah.
I didn't think... I thought that they know each other's, they're not good people. But maybe Robert did. I mean, if I was Robert, I would have slept with Isabel, too.
It's just that circle, man, that everybody's sleeping with everybody.
I wish I was rich. I wish I was a billionaire.
They have problems, though. Like, too many problems.
That is true, but... Yeah, I guess that is true.
We got all this money, but nobody knows each other's moms, dads.
That is true.
We're brothers?
The queens need to get on Maury and find out what's going on. So it was obvious that they know something. So I'm wondering, you could be right on that one.
Yeah.
Because Robert did like to put his pen in other...
Yeah, and she even talked about it, too.
She did. So I'm wondering if... Wow. So that's when we get... do we have another clip there? No, we don't.
No,
we don't have a clip there. And then we get into the flashback. The four on the sub, Slade, Shadow, Oliver, and Sarah, they're on the sub, and that's when they find the miracle drug, which is called Miracle. And I think they were trying to find some type of pre-something to give to Slade.
Yeah, the whatchamacallit.
to
sedative
or whatever it is to kind of help with the whole thing, because of course they think that if they give a miracle straight without this, that it could kill him.
Yeah.
But of course, and then of course, and that scene right there, it's obvious that Ivo's like, dude, he's gonna die anyways. We might as well give it to him. And of course, Dr. Ivo's men arrive on the submarine, so they find out, and that's. That flashback stops real quick, so it gets you ready. You're like, oh, what's going to happen on the submarine? And, of course, it swoops over back to the party, and that's where we see Moria, Mom, talking to some dude.
Have you made contact?
Yes. He said to tell you that your information was gratefully accepted.
Oh, the mystery man.
Yeah.
Kind of like the muffin man. And so, of course, Mom's talking to some dude. And Oliver walks in, and he's like, who's that? And Mom's like, oh, don't worry about it, it's nothing. Now, let me ask you a question. Shouldn't Oliver know that Mom is a sneaky snatch?
Yeah.
Like, it was obvious she cut him off quick.
Yeah,
and was don't worry about him.
Even that scene
mm-hmm.
shows how much he takes after his mom and not telling people certain things.
Good observation there, TJ Wicked. That is true, because she cut him off quick, just
yep.
like he does
Diggs.
With Diggs and Felicity and everything else.
Yep.
Ah. See, I didn't even think about that. I thought about it. I was like, dude, like Oliver, catch on to it. Like, she just cut you off. Like, that dude is not someone yep. that was just invited to the party. He looked like an evil, sinister man.
Like, Oliver thinks so highly of his mom, it's hard for him to see that she's a bad person.
Yeah. So you don't think he kind of knows that?
He's, like, giving her chances. See? And, like, I think he's going to get to the point, too, where he's going to give up on her.
Someone needs to tell Oliver something, because I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, so then all of a sudden we see that, and Oliver gets a call, and he's got to go, like, I got to go, Mom. And then Thea's there, of course, and she's like, Amora's like, Thea, I need to talk to you.
There's something I need to tell you.
Sure. What is it?
Tell her!
It's like,
I love you.
What?
I love you too.
And Malcolm's your father. And she doesn't tell him.
Nope.
Oh! So, she had an opportunity. She didn't tell Thea. But she just said, I love you. Do you think she should have told her? Because, of course, I know what leads up to it, but I mean.
Yeah, she should have.
That was the perfect opportunity right there.
Yeah, that was her moment to tell her.
And Thea's going to do that. I guarantee you Thea's going to be like, you bet that night you were going to tell me it was going to be at the party, right? You stop because you never tell me you love me. Freaking, can't stand the mom.
Yep.
I wish she was in prison. So, of course, then we see Barry Allen. He's got a call from his boss. His boss is pretty ticked off and wants him back and notices that he is definitely playing hooky and doesn't have food poisoning. So he has to go back to Central City. And it's obvious that Felicity is kind of bummed that Barry Allen has to go back to his city. They get awfully close to each other. And I wrote here, kiss, 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 WTF Barry. This was Barry's opportunity to kiss Felicity.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what I looked up is that Barry has a wife. I'm not sure.
What?
Yeah. I'm not sure if he has a wife yet, but he is married.
So he could be getting married. No, I mean, I don't think he... He doesn't seem like the type of guy that would be cheating on his wife.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
I mean, he's a slight liar right there. But.
Yeah, but Oliver would have figured it out if he was married. When he did all that research or the background check.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
There you go. So it's obvious that Flash does get married.
Yeah.
But in this moment right now in Arrow... So they should have kissed. Do you think they should have kissed? Do you think right now at this moment, Barry and Felicity are a good team?
Yeah. I mean, it's fresh.
They would have smart babies.
Yeah, extremely.
And they finally both talk during sex.
Yeah.
There you go. But I was. I don't know about anybody else listening to the show, but I wanted them to kiss because I thought they were a perfect couple. But it didn't happen, and Barry's like, I gotta go. So he leaves. And of course, then once we do that, we find out that Max is OD'd, supposedly, allegedly, and Sin's there, and Roy are there, and... at a different scene, and Roy just walks up to the dead body and takes a picture, and Mr. Bad Cop Daily allows
it
to happen.
Everybody else right now with their mobile device.
Well, I found it odd that the cop was like, hey, you're not supposed to be here, and Roy just walks off with his camera shot, like literally walks up, not from a distance, like up to his face in HD,
uh-huh.
in widescreen, and takes a picture of this dude, and no one does anything.
But people do that now. People record fights like it's nothing. People record shootings like it's nothing.
I know. I just thought he was awfully close to the body. Why wasn't there any police tape?
He took a selfie of a dead person.
Yeah, that's how close he was to it. Jesus. So so that happens, and he runs off with Sin, and that's when we see Diggs and Felicity and Oliver. They find the clue of the location where the bad, super bad dude is going to be at, Cyrus. And, of course, Oliver puts on the arrow suit and goes after him. And, of course, Felicity makes the comment about the arrows that, of course, Barry makes, that the arrows that he has, if he used a certain titanium alloy GS5953512, that he'd be able to penetrate a lot more things. And Felicity kind of throws at him like, dude, your arrows are not going to go through this dude's leg. He's got super muscle legs. And, of course, did you notice, or was it just me, that Oliver was a little cocky.
Yeah,
Oliver was like, I've handled this before.
Yeah, I've done this before. Like, don't worry about it.
And your arrow is not going in the guy's leg.
Yeah.
So
Oliver just thinks too highly of himself. Like, way too highly of himself.
He needs to come down a couple of notches.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. But I don't understand. I think Felicity should have made the arrows. She should have just made them and said, take these and use these.
Or just, like change
switch
his arrow.
The arrow tip.
Yeah, without him even knowing.
Yeah, that would have been better. Felicity, if you're listening, that's what you need to do. then we get a flashback. And, of course, Oliver's telling Slade about the miracle drug and pretty much tells him that, you know, I could give this to you and you could die. And, of course, Slade is, like, really about to die. And that is when Slade is being talked to with Shadow and says, I'm so sorry. And then she's like, why? He's like, because I never told you how I truly felt. And he admits he loves and cared for Shadow.
Yeah.
And Shadow's face is like, oh,
yeah,
I could have had you too.
And then Oliver's just like in awe, like wow.
Now I know how to get played. He just got played.
Yeah.
Like, it's obvious. Do you think Oliver at that moment on the island felt bad for Slade or felt bad like, oh, damn, I didn't know you liked her?
Yeah.
Or do you think he didn't care?
Well, Oliver, he always thought about just himself, so I mean, I don't think he cared.
You don't think he cared? You think
like, in the beginning, he
was you're going to die now.
Yeah. Later on when they develop like relationships like as a group.
Right.
I think that's when he finally cared.
Interesting. Well, he did have a look, but I couldn't tell if it was like, damn, surprise, or damn, or oh well, dude. I got her now, or I don't know. I'm wondering if...
or he just was like, damn, I lost Shadow that quick. How do you know that girl? Oh, and I love you. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Why did I say that first? And, of course, then they gave him the shot or the miracle stuff, and Slade freaks the freak out, and he's just yelling crazy. And that is when they zoom out of the flashback, and Roy meets up with Arrow.
I don't need you. I have friends that can help me.
What do you mean by that?
You can't stop us.
Can't stop
you down.
Damn! Roy gets shot by an arrow by Arrow. What did you think about that? Was it... Come on, think about it. I'm looking at your face right now. I put on here... Arrow shoots Roy. Exclamation point. What the... WTF? ??
It's just like Arrow just wants it to be about him all the time. It's like he wants to live in the glory. He doesn't want any... He don't want to share that with anybody.
You don't think he wants to share the city?
No.
Really?
I mean, just the fact that...
He didn't whoop Black Canary's ass. He needed Black Canary.
Or, that's a girl. And he slept with the girl.
So you think he'd only let her in because, yeah, well, I gave you something.
Yeah.
Not because you're a badass super fighter?
No.
Wow. I just think that he's not giving Roy a chance because he thinks Roy can't do anything. Like, you're more of a problem. I'd have to save you more than you'd help me.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Maybe, but...
Roy got some balls there. He kind of told him, like, you can't stop us.
Nope.
You can't stop us.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Teen Titans Unite.
You did say that.
Yep.
Now, I'm throwing this out here. Teen Titans, do you think you can't stop us, meaning Thea, me, and Sin?
Yep.
Or do you think you can't stop us because me and Thea know that Malcolm's our dad, and we work for so-and-so, and we'll do whatever we want.
I don't know about that, but I wouldn't go that deep into it.
No? Okay, how is it that you can go into deep?
I just, like, I don't know.
I mean, maybe he thinks, maybe he knows more than what Oliver knows.
Yeah.
Like, you can't stop us. Like, there's more.
I mean, there's moments to where, and, like, some of the scenes to where we don't really see their characters.
Right.
So we don't really know what's going on with them. Majority of the time.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a possibility that, yeah, that could happen.
That he knows there's more. I mean, yeah, it's true that there's, I mean, because
yeah.
if your thoughts is right about that Thea and Roy are together and know something, for Roy to get, he got very aggressive and like, I don't need you. I got people that'll help me. You can't stop us. I don't know if he's thinking that him and Sin and Thea are going to be able to help him, because at this moment, looking at Sin, we don't know she's badass. Thea, not badass. Right now.
Yeah.
So Roy's lying. Or, you could be right. Sin is this badass person that we just haven't seen her. And Thea's been getting underground ninja training by everybody. So I don't know. Listeners, if you're out there, what do you think? But I was kind of curious to see what Roy meant by you can't stop us. And of course, Arrow's like, psh, I can slow you down. And they go, bam! And shot him in his leg. And it didn't go into his foot. The sucker went through his freaking leg.
Yeah.
So I,
like his calf, didn't it?
I don't know, but it went through his calf, his thigh, and it went through, like, out. It showed the Arrow blood and flesh hanging from it. So, and Arrow's like, I'll stop you. And that's it. So it didn't seem like Arrow felt bad at all.
No, he didn't.
And he knows it's his boyfriend. He knows it's his boyfriend of his sister. So your brother, your girlfriend's brother just shot you with an arrow through your leg. So then we see Malcolm, once again, like a little ninja, shows up at the house and pretty much tells Moria, yeah, your security sucks because I just beat the hell out of both of them. And that is when Malcolm asks Mom, like, did you prepare Thea? Like, did you get her ready? Which I don't know. Malcolm's got, I don't know. I didn't know what that means. Did you prepare her?
Yeah, no.
Like a sacrificial guy. Like
she was going to go with him.
I don't know what it was. Like, put him in a white cloth and put milk on her, and then she walks off into sunset with him. I don't know. And then all of a sudden, Mom, which we see this side of her, threatens Malcolm with a little threat of hers.
I am through being afraid of you.
You think you can stop me?
Hell no.
Even the vigilante couldn't kill me.
No, he couldn't. But I know someone who can. Ra's al Ghul.
How do you know that name?
Well, I didn't. Until you mentioned Nanda Parbat. The League of Assassins, however twisted their aims, believes very deeply in a code of honor. Your undertaking betrayed that code.
You told Raz I'm still alive?
He was so grateful to hear it.
Uh-oh.
Because he so very much wants to kill you himself. So my advice to you, Malcolm, run.
This isn't finished.
As he walks into the shadows. Get it? League of Shadows? Like that? But it was cool because he just kind of just... Ra's al Ghul. He is the guy that trained...
I wonder if we're ever going to see him, like, in the show.
Of course we are! We have to! Or do you think it's just going to be one of those mystery, like, La Lachusa and Bigfoot that we're just going to hear his name but not know his...
It's going to be like Game of Thrones and the dragons never come.
The dragons do come, dude.
No, they don't.
They do come.
No, they don't.
They're little dragons, and they're going to grow up.
Whatever.
Watch.
Whatever.
Watch.
I'm not going to watch that.
So in Dark Knight, and Batman Begins, all that stuff, of course, Liam Neeson plays Ra's al Ghul. Ra's al Ghul is a badass dude.
Yeah.
Badass dude. Super badass dude. And he is pretty much told information. That's that little sneaky guy that, I don't know. It would be so awesome if we saw Liam Neeson come an arrow. That'll be so badass.
When they first introduced Ra's al Ghul, I thought that he would make an appearance. Him.
Right.
From the actor. I thought that would be cool.
That would be badass if they could just get Liam Neeson. If you're listening to the show, I'm going to tweet you. I'm gonna try to
find. If he jumps on the show, you know how much promo they would get.
Oh my god, that
people
would
lose their minds.
So I'm excited because I thought Liam Neeson's character was badass in The Dark Knight. So it's obvious that The Dark Knight. I'm sorry. It's obvious that Ra's al Ghul knows that Malcolm is alive and wants to kill him. So do you think that scared Malcolm? Because you think Malcolm's like, I'm going on vacation and I'm going to be gone? Or do you think...
Well, he has to watch his back now. Like, big time.
Big time.
Yeah.
So do you think... Because it's obvious... Now, it's obvious that Mora told this sinister, evil, slick guy that Malcolm is alive and been coming to the house. And he's here in Starling City. It's obvious that Ra's al Ghul wants to personally kill him. I would think Ra's al Ghul would come to Starling City to find Malcolm.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to see Ra's al Ghul. Gotta.
Or Malcolm just disappears for a long period of time and something happens and then they pass the message that he's dead. Ra's al Ghul killed him.
Hey, Malcolm said, this is not over. And he walked in the shadows. I want to see what happens. I definitely want to see what happens, and I'd be really excited. Liam Neeson, if you're out there, if you're going to be there. Let's see here. And then, of course, once that happens, and you're just like, oh, because Mora finally gets some balls and tells him, we see Arrow. He shows up at the secret battle location and starts fighting this dude. And this Cyrus, the evil, super strength, evil guy, dude whoops his ass. Like, punches him, and he punches him, and he flies. Then he kicks him, and he kicks him into the ceiling.
Yep.
And then he sidekicks him like a soccer player into the walls and just whoops his ass.
It's funny because the way the show started off, Arrow was kicking everybody's ass.
Yeah.
And now he's just constantly getting his ass kicked this whole.
I think when you first started watching the show, I think that's what drew me to the show. It wasn't like this dude that always whoops everybody's ass.
Yeah.
You know, he does win some, and he loses some, because he's not a superhero. He doesn't have superpowers. He's a regular dude.
I just don't remember if him ever winning anything lately.
He did win until Black Canary came, and then Black Canary was obvious that she was whooping some ass.
Yeah.
And there were a couple times when he fought Black Wolverine, and I know he's not Black Wolverine.
I felt like he could have got took by him.
Arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like... Black Wolverine, I don't know who he is, but and I tweeted, what's his face? What's his name? He plays him in the movie. I mean, in the show. Oh my gosh, he was in what's the comic book? Swarm.
Spawn.
And Michael J. White. He plays. He follows me on Twitter.
Yeah, I was about to say that, doesn't he?
Follows me on Twitter, which is totally awesome. And I don't know why, but keep following me, dude, because you're awesome. and the Black Wolverine, he did not play. And I think that was the first time where I was like, oh, Arrow, you better start doing... Quit doing those jumping pull-ups in the... You need to do some fighting, because...
He's not called the Black Wolverine. He's actually Bronze Tiger.
Oh, Bronze Tiger?
Yeah. Everybody's like, Black Wolverine? What?
Okay, but I call him Black Wolverine because he's badass. And he was the first guy that whooped some ass on Arrow, I thought.
Yeah.
And it's obvious that this guy here, Cyrus, who will be named, according to our friend John Salazar, is going to be called Solomon Grundy. Yeah. And, of course, we talked about this Solomon Grundy. Apparently, he turns almost into kind of like a zombie. His skin starts to, what you said to me.
Yeah, he's a supervillain zombie. Like, his... the way the I guess the miracle drug,
right,
the way it worked on him, it kind of mutated his body abnormally,
right,
where it kind of made him a walking dead zombie person,
kind of, but cooler. Yeah. But not like flesh decayed.
No, he is flesh decayed.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, so apparently this guy, and hopefully we'll see that, because that would be really cool to see that. So yeah, so then all of a sudden he gets his ass whooped. And then he gets knocked out, and he's got these two syringes in his legs.
Yeah.
Now, there was two things. One, you thought it was the formula, and two, you thought it was, at one point, because it was a lab thing, you thought it was vertigo.
Yeah.
In my eyes, I thought it was the blood, to my knowledge. It looked like it was the blood.
The miracle drug?
The miracle drug. Okay. Well, it was something, I don't know if it was Brother Blood's blood that had all that stuff, and he was there at the secret hideout, and Arrow gets there, and they fight, and I don't know if this stuff was going to be transferred or used. That's what I think, and I think that those two syringes are double the dosage, not just one, but two, and I think that's why Arrow is going to go crazy in this next episode with all his flashbacks, I think, because he got a super dose of that stuff. It's, to my knowledge, I mean, to my thing, to you, for me, is this where we get to see Arrow get some superpowers?
Maybe.
That's what I'm wondering.
Or he just
because he's got to get superpowers, right? Arrow gets superpowers.
Well, I mean, I guess that's what people were saying. That's what your friend said, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm curious. Listeners out there, is this where he gets his superpowers? I don't know. We get a flashback then, all of a sudden, where we see Slade screaming and blood coming out of his eyes like some of the infected zombies from The Walking Dead, and then he dies, which I felt a little pain.
Yeah.
I felt a little because I like Slade. Which he becomes, you said Destro?
Yeah, Destro.
Which is going to be a bad guy.
Yeah, he does. He's, the bad guy to Batman.
Okay, yeah. So he's not going to be sidekick with Arrow.
No, probably not.
Okay, so yeah, so apparently he's a bad guy. But anyways, right now he's Slade, and he dies. And all of a sudden, Shadow stands up and hugs Oliver. What do you think Sarah was thinking at that moment? Because he didn't even acknowledge Sarah.
Nah.
He was just like, I'll hold you, Shadow. Now I'm with you. And Sarah's just like, you dog, you.
I know, right?
So right when that happens, Dr. Ivo comes in with his Jamaican pirates. And
we really need to find out his name.
Like, remember, no, the original Jamaican pirate got shot.
I don't think they're Jamaican pirates, though.
Somalian pirates?
I don't know.
Okay, that's your homework assignment. If you know what they are, you got to look them up. Everybody else that's listening, the pirate guys, are they Jamaican? Somalian? I don't know.
Are they even pirates?
Yes, they're pirates. I mean, well, yeah, right? I don't know. So once that happens, Dr. Ivo comes in with his pirates. And I know that we got another clip here where something happens with Felicity, and I guess we go back to Oliver, and he's, well, Arrow, and he's got his crap stuck in his leg. It's just a bad look for him.
Felicity, we can't save him.
I know, you're right. We can't. And
one way to Central City.
Yeah, let 10 minutes go.
Mary Allen.
Of course, Steve. I'll wait for you. When is the next one?
In the morning.
There, that's when Felicity comes in. I liked how you put that whole thing together,
yeah,
there, little
that's
DJ.
Cool,
Wicked.
Right?
I like that. Felicity tries to save Oliver. Freaking Diggs. This is the first time he's ever done anything stupid. He wants to call 911.
I know.
And be like, and Felicity's like, no, we can't do that because they'll know who the Arrow is. So he's like, fine. Dude, I swear to God, when Barry Allen was sitting there, I was like, Jesus Christ, the League of Assassins, just, they're capturing him. I didn't know. I guess that was probably Diggs.
But they're not going to go after him. Why would they go after him?
You know what? Everyone's got secrets.
They have no reason to go after him.
Maybe Barry's a...
They probably don't even know he exists.
Probably not. But see, but I guess that was Diggs that shot the little... Cause,
yeah.
You know.
That'd be funny if it was Felicity.
Felicity's like, did you know? Felicity has been studying. But so, yeah. So he gets zapped in the freaking neck with a little dart. He wakes up. And at first I was thinking, oh, Barry screwed, and he's just not a very good... He's just a nerd.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden you start seeing the secret lab. And he is now part of their crew,
yeah.
It's obvious. And that's when Felicity comes up and says, please save my friend. And that's where the episode ends. Dun, dun, dun! Next week is good. Oh, actually, this week. The next, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy crunkness.
Yep.
Because it's called Three Ghosts, which I have no idea what Three Ghosts means. Do you?
Could be Shadow. Could be Deathstroke. Could be the Professor Ivo.
So when I hear Three Ghosts, I'm thinking three people are coming back.
Yeah, or making an introduction to Oliver. So it could be Malcolm talking to Oliver or having a conversation.
Interesting.
Because it looks like it's going to get a little interesting. Yeah, I don't know. When I see three ghosts, and I could be wrong, because I always like to try to guess what they're doing. I think it's going to be three people are going to be either three new characters or three people from his past.
Yeah.
Or three ghosts, because he does go through some hallucinations. We know that next week's episode he goes through some hallucinations. So maybe he's going to, it's like the Christmas past. Three ghosts,
oh, yeah,
Christmas
that's
past.
Right. Yeah.
You like that, Scrooge? It's all going to come, he's going to see three different ghosts, and maybe he's going to come out of it. Superpower! And he's going to have a cleaner mind.
Or he's just drugged up on vertigo.
That is true. That could be true. So this week's episode is going to be called Three Ghosts, a Mid-Season Finale, Part 2. It's going to be a little bit nuts. I can't wait in a couple of days. I'm excited. And I guess we'll see what happens. I guess that's it for the podcast.
Yeah,
that's before we play the next week's episode clip, we'll share that real fast. Let everybody know how everybody can get in touch with you.
You can find me on Twitter at DJWKD23, and that's my Instagram as well.
Okay. For me, you can check out my blog, iWatchMike.com, which I have put our past Arrow shows that we talk about. You can check me out on Twitter at MikeTheMovieGuy, on Instagram, MikeTheMovieGuy. Of course, here on Blog Talk Radio, shouts out to them. Make sure you subscribe to our show, our podcast, on iTunes. You can go to iTunes, search podcasts. Search I Watch Mike. That's what the podcast is called, I Watch Mike Podcast. And search us, subscribe to us so you can be a part of the show and everything else. And don't forget, if you're a fan of Arrow and you got some stuff to rant about, you love the show, you want to give some feedback, or if we're saying something wrong or totally forgetting something, make sure you email us at MikeTheMovieGuy@gmail.com. MikeTheMovieGuy@gmail.com. We'll read whatever you send into us.
Yeah.
It's all good. Big shout out to everybody that listened to the show. Thank you very much for all the Arrow fans and everything. And I guess we're going to leave you with a clip, and we'll see you next week, right? Next Monday.
Yeah.
Here. Podcast. Here's the clip. Go.
I've been compromised. This guy, Zach, is not human.
He's human. Well, then you can kill him.
It's time you join me.
Arrow, the unforgettable mid-season finale, next Wednesday at 8, 7 Central.